Good Thursday evening, everyone. Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the markets are opening this evening. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures and how the markets fared today. Justin?
Good afternoon. The grain futures today were a bit on the defensive, with corn being down about 6 to 7 cents, soybeans down 6 to 7 cents, and then Kansas City wheat being down anywhere from 3 to 6 cents. Front month March futures were down 5.5 at 837. In July, which is the new crop, Kansas City wheat was down 5 at 854 and a quarter. This little bit of a sell-off today comes at a bit of a surprise, because there's still no moisture in the 14-day forecast, and things are forecasted to actually be a little bit above average precipitation and above, or below average precipitation and above average temperatures. So looking at that, there's not any real moisture on the horizon that'll help us out. And since we're starting off in such a bad condition, everybody's kind of surprised that we're down. Now, we've also rallied. This is the fifth day from the rally Friday after the USDA report. So, you know, you can't rally every day. So it's come back just a little bit, but we're still, you know, 50 cents off the low for the July Kansas City contract. Big report today this morning on the export sales, or the weekly report today. Wheat came in at 536,000 metric tons. It's in the middle of the estimate, which was 275 to 650. And last week was 233,000 metric tons, or double than last week and in the middle of expectations. So it's viewed a little bit positive. If you look at the overall export sales, though, we're still down on the year. As of January 10th, we're at 69% of the annual sales. The five-year average for that week is 76%. So we're behind pace, and these high prices aren't really encouraging U.S. wheat to be sold on the world market. But we are making progress. Corn came in at 393,000 metric tons. We were looking for 150 to 475. Last week, we only had 1,000 after those Chinese cancellations. So we're a lot better than last week, but last week was kind of an odd week. Soybeans came in at 1.608 million tons, and they were estimating 550 to 950. So we're you know, 600,000-700,000 metric tons above what the expectations were. And that's why we started off the morning with the soybeans. Traders took profit throughout the day, and that brought the soybeans back down. Last week was 406,000, so we're four times more than we were last week. And over half of that goes to China. Any more, China seems to be the biggest buyer in the world market. So whatever China does, so goes the grain markets. Another report came out yesterday afternoon was the ethanol production, the lowest in 2.5 years. We had 784,000 barrels per day last week, which is kind of concerning for the corn guys, because they're not making as much ethanol. That means there's not as much demand for corn. But we're still at $7 in the front, or $7.24 in the front month, March. So that is it.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at how the markets are opening this evening on the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat for the March contract is trading at 837.5. That's up a half. The May contract is at 847.75. That's up 0.75. And the September contract is trading at 865.25. That's up 1. On the Chicago Board, wheat is trading for the March contract at 782.25. That's up 1. The May contract is 790.75. That's up 1. And the December contract is at 817.25. That's even for the day. On corn on the Chicago board, we're looking at 723.25. That's down 1.25 for the March contract. May is trading at 724 even. That's down 1.25 for the day. And the December contract is showing 586 even. That's down 1.25. Turning to soybeans on the Chicago board, the March contract is at 1430.25. That's even. The May contract is trading at 1415.25. That's up a half. And the November contract is trading at 1285.25. That's even on the day's trade. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.